One of the latest accomplishments of New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu's second term is the revival of the St. Rock Market, the last of the original city markets that once dotted New Orleans' cityscape. Originally built in 1875, the building has been restored to its former glory and now houses 19 different vendors, each offering delectable food to be eaten there or fresh raw ingredients for cooking at home.
I'm Mitch, what's your name?
I'm Carmen.
Hi Carmen, you've been working here since it opened?
Yeah.
You like it?
Nice to
see you. How's
great.
Life?
Everything is wonderful.
A lot of customers, it's good.
We've been so slammed.
It's great. You're the one selling carrot cake?
Yes.
All right, would you do me a favor? Is that the last slice? Would
yeah.
you put that in a to-go box for
yes,
me?
Yes, of course.
All right, thank you.
Zephyr.
Zephyr, yeah. You're doing all right. Hey, you guys.
Better than good. Not today.
Don't you like this place?
Oh, it's fabulous.
Y'all remember this when it was
Lamas? Of course. Everything's fabulous.
Can you believe how nice it is? I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's gorgeous. And the food is phenomenal.
You know Miss Bob?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
How did
y'all eat? Urban Ridge.
Was it good?
Very good. Cold chicken sandwich.
As opposed to a hot chicken sandwich? Like, why?
As usual, the popular gregarious mayor was stopped at virtually every table for a handshake or a photo op.
How you doing, Mitch?
Good.
Finally, we got him out of the building for a conversation on the sunny back patio.
I mean, you see that a lot where people in New Orleans, I think, and maybe this is true all over the world, but they like being with each other,
yeah,
and they like sharing things.
When we walked through, everybody was like, do you want a bite of this off my plate, Mayor? You know, where else do you go where somebody's like just offering you food off their fork, off their plate?
I should have taken that guy up and eaten his carrot cake.
That was really great.
But it just, and you know, and the other thing too is, you know, you notice from walking in there, people have a keen sense of where they were when they were little kids.
Yes.
So, like a lot of times when I talk about building the city back, I said, we're not going to build it back the way it was. We're going to build it the way it always should have been. And so you can see people in the music that they play, in the food that they make, in the houses that they build, they're kind of reaching back to the history, but they're leaping forward too, and they're connecting the future and the past together, and they're creating something, they're creating a new history for the city. And that's what's so exciting about it. This building, the physicality of it, what's going on inside of it, is the best representation of a theme about building back New Orleans after Katrina, that we're not putting it back like it was. And like it was wonderful. Mr. Lama and Mrs. Lama sat back there. It was a seafood market. It was nice, right? But this, which is a more accurate renovation of what it was when it was originally done, back in 1875 and 1937, is a much, much better rendition of the past than actually what we had, because we let it dilapidate over time. History is really important. We never, ever want to forget our history. We never want to disrespect it. And we always remember it well. But some people have a very short memory of history. Like, for example, when the mayor of Paris was here a couple of weeks ago and I was talking to her about our 300th anniversary and speaking to her about how old we were, she said, what are you talking about? You guys are just 300 years old. I mean, where I come from, you know, we celebrate birthdays in the thousands of years. This is a pristine restoration of the way this building was in 1937 when the WPA gave us the money to reconstruct it. And so it's been stripped down to its bones, it's been put back in its original version, and now what it's producing, the economic impact and the community cohesion, is really far superior to what was here for a long period of time, even though what was here was very useful to the community. There's always a struggle in this town between how you prepare for the future and how you honor the past. But sometimes people hold on to things in our past that weren't great about who we were and what we are, and there is a way to meld the two.
Yes.
As long as you meld the soul of the two things. Because when Katrina hit us, I think one of the things that we relearned, that we were taught very early but we forgot, was that a house is not a home. The church building is not the church community, right? The restaurant is not the physical structure, but it's the waitstaff and the chefs that work in it. And unfortunately, physicality can be taken away from us at any time. But if you lose the soul, that's when you're dead. And so one of the things we always have to do is as we're kind of trying to conceptualize what we want our city to look like, what we want our spaces to look like, what's important is that the history of who we were and the real soul of it, connected from time immemorial, right, into
yes,
the future, is connected. Then the physical structures will follow that. It's like design and function. Steve Jobs talked a lot about this when he was designing Apple. Both of these things have to go hand in hand. They're both critically important if you want to come out with a really wonderful whole. And we think a lot about those things when we're trying to work with how we rebuild every neighborhood in the city. And of course, I don't really think that there's any better example of that vision than the St. Rock Market. It's really the one thing that I found myself most elated about in the last couple of weeks. I really have been on cloud nine because it came out exactly the way we wanted it to, and it actually was a proof point that the thoughts and ideas we had as a community can actually work if you have enough patience and time and you ask the people in the community what they want.
Well, that's what a market is supposed to be about. Whether it's a food market where you're buying food that you're going to eat on the spot, or if it's a food market where you're going to go home and cook. And as we walked through the St. Rock Market, I loved it when those two older ladies said, it's like the French Market again.
Right, exactly.
And the French Market is like the French Market again. Tell me a little bit about
it. It's getting better. Well, there are a couple of things going on. First of all, we have something called the Fresh Market Retail Initiative, where through the federal government, state funds, and city funds, we're able to kind of fill the gap in financing for folks that want to provide the access to fresh food to really difficult neighborhoods. So we're in the St. Rock Market, and we're now in the St. Rock neighborhood, which has fallen on hard times. It's beginning to come back. You can see us not just putting this market here as an isolated event, but this market is a part of rebuilding a place. So down the street from here, we're rebuilding a school, Colton. Across the street, we have a community center. Down the street, we have a recreation, because we're trying to rebuild a place. And we're trying to make sure that the government is participating with the private sector to make sure that they're targeted. And while we're doing that, as though that were not enough, we're making sure that what goes on in the buildings is reflective of who we are as a community. So in this building that we speak of now, there are 19 vendors in there now, small businesses, each one of them. They collectively are employing 96 people, and 90% of them are from the neighborhood. So this is about resilience. It's about strength. Markets are kind of popping up all over the place in neighborhoods and in parking lots on Saturdays and Sundays all over the city. There's also this huge farm-to-table movement going on where we're trying to reconnect local growers to, you know, the retail market as well. So all of this stuff, that people are kind of finding each other. I told my team when I got here, I said, look, one of our jobs is just kind of create the space where people can do their own stuff. If the space is not created, people don't feel safe, there's no framework for it. But our job is not to row for everybody. It's just kind of to steer.
Right.
And what's interesting is that I'm not sure you could do this in every other city, but in a city where people are creative like New Orleans and people come here to create, what you find is an explosion of all kinds of crazy stuff that you never thought would happen. I was reading an article today about the Jazz Fest, which is about to occur. So we're going to about to have 500,000 people in this city. We're going to have thousands and thousands of musicians, and one of them feeds the next. And they don't take from each other. They're not competing. These musicians are giving to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And they're sharing with each other. And each product is getting different. It's kind of like that with the food industry here, too. And it's like most people in New Orleans are just sharing. So just like those ladies in there who said, hey, you want some of my, you know, cake? I'm like, no, I'll get my own. But no, you know, where else would you do that? If you were in New York, people would say, why is this strange man looking at my table?
New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu.